I definitely enjoyed that. And I tell you what, I feel like the Lord is going to speak to us today. Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 13. Romans chapter number 13. I'm going to be brief this morning. I know we've had several songs, and recognized before we ever had our song service that I had not planned on speaking a long time. What I want to share with you is based upon a dream I had the night before last. And I'll share that dream. Sister Michelle mentioned about dreams. Our Sunday school lesson was on a dream Nebuchadnezzar had. But sometimes, you know, the Bible says, Sister Michelle, that in the night God hides pride from man so that He can give us understanding. So we see that's biblical, because sometimes the Lord has to get our attention and we're too cluttered and crowded with the things of this life. And God does give us dreams, and I'm thankful for that. And I do ask you to listen to what I say objectively and receive what you think is from the Lord. I have no doubt myself, but I'm asking you just to receive. Let's stand to our feet. I'm asking you to turn to Romans chapter 13. Only three places I'll briefly have you go to. I do want to be brief this morning and get right to my point. Don't know that I need to put a lot of filler in this because the Lord has already given me what to say. And I want to get right to my point. God is good. I tell you what, church, I just feel a wonderful presence of the Lord in this place. I've enjoyed this song so much. Let's just lift our hands and praise Him. I want you to obey the Lord today. Father, we just thank You this morning. We honor You for Your touch. Thank You for Your presence that we feel. You are worthy of all pride, and we just glorify You today. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, You didn't teach us to swim, to let us drown. Praise Your name, Jesus. Praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise You, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Thank You, sweet Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. Verse number 10. And I want to read about five verses of Scripture. And again, this is based upon a dream that I had the night before last, and I'll fill you in just in a few moments. The Bible says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. That knowing the time, I want you to repeat that phrase with me together, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Let's agree in prayer one more time. Father, thank You for Your Word this morning. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You for Your touch. And Lord, just open hearts and minds right now. Allow us to receive from You and understand what Your will is for our life. And stir our minds, stir our hearts. May we understand the day in which we live. May we gain the urgency in our spirit, Lord, that time is indeed short and we must be about the Father's business. We thank You this day. We honor You, Lord, for Your touch, Your goodness, Your mercy and love. Thank You for Calvary. Thank You for precious blood, Lord. Thank You for taking our place. You are worthy of all praise. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I do wish to withhold the title of my message until after I've told you my dream. But notice verse 11. We read that verse. I had you to rehearse the phrase, knowing the time. I want to read that in another translation just to give you just a little sense of what it's trying to say. It says, you know what sort of times we live in. How many understand by looking at the news today, you can easily identify what times we're living in and the flavor of the age. I believe the coming of the Lord is soon. I really believe that. It says, so that, notice it says, you know what sort of times we live in. Listen, so that ye should live properly. Again, another version of the Bible. It is time to wake up. You know that the day when we will be saved is nearer than when we first put our faith in the Lord. I've been a Christian now almost, in fact, a little over 33 years. And I understand Jesus could come today. And the moment I got saved, Brother David, I thought He was coming right then. But I know this for a fact. It's 33 years closer to His coming than when I first believed. And I believe that could be any moment. The word knowing here, and He's telling us knowing the time, looking that up, it means to perceive with the eyes, to perceive by any of the senses, to perceive, notice, discern, to discover. Listen to this. To pay attention. I want to encourage our young folks to pay attention this morning to the Word of God and to the preacher. I want each of you to listen to this. And as you determine this morning if this is God speaking or if this is just Brother Ted, I want you to take that and receive it. He says you're to pay attention, to observe, to see about something. In other words, see if it's real or not. And that's what we need to do. We need to be observant today, watchful, to ascertain, continuing that definition, to ascertain what must be done about it, to inspect or to examine. Basically, it's saying look closely at the day you live and react accordingly. And how many can look at the news and see the condition of our age? And a man that I work with and work with every day for many, many years who is very involved in the Boy Scouts quit this past week because the Boy Scouts of America had decided to loosen their standards and say it's okay for homosexual boys to be part of this. How many understand that just another sign of the day? That doesn't make me anxious. That doesn't get me all in an uproar. That just lets me know and just settles my heart a little further that the coming of the Lord is soon and we must be ready. Understand the age in which we live and act appropriately. If you'll notice Matthew 16, and follow me if you can, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desiring Him that He would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowry. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the time? You can distinguish weather patterns. You can know this is getting ready to change, it's getting ready to rain or whatever. The weather forecasts, but He's saying here, and He called them hypocrites, that you can't discern the day in which you live. And I want to encourage each person this morning, and I'm asking you, locate 2 Peter 3, and that'll be my final scripture. I'm asking you to look around and examine the day you live and act appropriately. I believe we're in the last days. Brother Billy, I know it with all my heart. And we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. He tells us what manner of persons ought we to be. And again, follow me closely. I'm going to be brief this morning. I'm going to be short-winded, I promise. 2 Peter 3. How many know the Bible says, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together? And much more so, as you see the day approaching. And that tells me, Brother Micah, that we can see the day approaching. That's not saying that we know the day nor the hour. Say amen. But we understand the climate. We understand the season. We understand the general flavor of the age. And I believe that's upon us right now. And I believe we need to do all that we can to upbuild and uplift one another. My final scripture, 2 Peter 3, verse 10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works therein shall be burned up. Verse number 11, seeing all these things. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Pastor Ted Sidham has a word for you today. And that if you really believe it's the last days, you need to live it. You need to quit playing church. And I want you to know our lives are at stake. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I believe in eternity. And I think it's time for us to quit playing church and get in and do the works of God and live in a way that's pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. You say you believe it's the last days, prove it with your lifestyle. Can you say amen? I want you to notice what I'm wearing today. I'm wearing a watch. First time I've ever wore this watch to church. The other day, Sister Betty called me. I'm okay. My cell phone hasn't interfered with my wireless. Sister Betty called me while we was at Kroger the other day. I was walking through the aisle, and my phone rang. I popped it up, and I done this number right here. And I was going through, busy about my shopping, finding me something to eat. And she calls me, and I'm talking to her, and I've talked to her a few minutes, I told you. And I did not have a watch on. So going through the aisle, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I need to be somewhere at such time. I'm talking to her, not paying no attention. And I reach down the field of my phone, and I have an empty holster. I panic. My heart skips 3 beats right there, I promise you. And the thing of it is, it sort of doubles as a timepiece. You flick that thing, and John, you can see what time it is. So I thought, why do I need to wear a watch and have a phone that shows me time? So I actually, for a while, I dropped the watch. And several watches, I had some good watches lately, and whenever the battery would die, Brother Russell, I'd stick it in my desk drawer. And I was accumulating watches with dead batteries. I had 3 or 4 of them. So I determined right then, I'm going to get me some batteries for my watches, and I'm going to start wearing me a watch once again. So I ordered a couple of different batteries, and I fixed a couple of watches, and I thought, you know what? I said, I've got my dad's old watch in my I'm going to get a battery for that. So I got a battery for my daddy's watch, and this watch hasn't been worn in 10 years. My dad passed away about 10 years ago, and I'm wearing for you today my daddy's watch. It's a Seiko. It's a very nice watch, a very expensive watch in its day. Many more watches are quite cheap. Say amen. You know, but it's a Seiko. It's a nice watch. The night before last, I had a dream. And I had a dream about this watch. And I want to define first of all what watch is. And watch has many definitions in the Bible and in the dictionary. But a watch is a measure of time. How many have read how that the disciples walked on the water the third watch of the night? That is four. There are 4 3-hour blocks of time. Each of them are watches through the night to cover the 12-hour span through the night. A watch is also a person that guards, a watchman. They're a watch. A to watch means to pay close attention to, and this is what I'm asking you to do today. I'm asking you to watch the time we live. It means to observe closely, and obviously a watch is a time piece. And I want to tell you today that you need to watch the watch. Say amen. Watch the watch. My dream I had the night before last, I dreamed I was visiting another church. And the preacher at that church asked me, he says, "Would you have a word of testimony? Would you like to stand up and share a word?" And I got up before that church and I began to share a word. And the Lord gave me the thought. He said, "Show them your daddy's watch." So I was showing them the watch, and the Lord spoke to me that this is the Father's timepiece, and that the church has left the Father's timepiece in the drawer, allowing the battery to die, and have lost the sense of what the Father's time is. How many understand how close it is to midnight on God's watch? On our heavenly Father's peace of time, I believe we are rapidly approaching the midnight hour. But I had that dream, and I encouraged the church to look at the watch, look what time it is, and understand, not based upon our own clocks and calendars, hear me now, not based upon our own mathematical formulas and how many preachers have tried to, with math, figure out the day of the Lord. Friends, I want you to know it ain't the genius that'll figure out the things of God. It's for the spiritually minded man that's aware of the climate and the situation of this world in which we live. And I believe if we'll look at the Father's watch today. How many are with me today? I believe there's some of you the battery's dead. Can I preach today? I believe some of you have left it in the drawer. But just like I did with this natural watch, I bought a brand new battery. I put it in and I've noticed it now for about 2 weeks since I put the battery in, and it keeps absolutely perfect time. Not only that, this has the manual movement in it. It clicks and shows the days of the week and the days of the month. And I don't know if they do this anymore, but Sunday's in red on this watch. How many know what I'm talking about? How many remember seeing Sunday in red? We don't see Sunday in red on watches no more, do we? What does that say? It says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Get with other children of God. Strengthen yourself. And if you believe and know it's the last days, you need to act like it's the last days. We need to quit playing church. We need to get in and be everything for God that He wants us to be. God wants to give you a brand new battery today. Put it in that watch. Synchronize it with heaven. Be aware. Friends, I want you to know I'm not missing the rapture of the church. I'm ready. My ears are tuned in to the sound of a trumpet. And I want you to know if you're living in this world and you're following after sin, and if you're living like the devil, if you think you can live any way you want to 6 days a week and come to church and live like a saint, it's not going to work. But tune that watch. Tune it into God and allow the time to align with heaven's time and be in the Father's time. Glory to God. And if we'll do that, we'll know the time. We'll understand the time. We'll observe the time. And that day will not catch you unaware. But you'll be ready. Friends, I don't want to add to what the Lord has given. I want you to receive this. I think the Lord's message is good enough this morning. I thank God for the songs. This has been a wonderful service. But if we're not changed, if we're not motivated, if we're not different right now, I'm talking about from the pulpit down. Hear me now. Who am I preaching to? I'm preaching to every last one of us this morning. All right, I'm preaching to myself too. If there is not a difference in our frame of mind, then we don't believe this is the Word of God. We believe it's yet another message by Brother Ted. Not trying to be clever this morning. Hear me now. But I'm trying to get a word in your heart that we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Let's lift our hands to heaven and praise Him. Sister Betty, will you come to the piano this morning? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We receive everything you have for us this morning. Hallelujah. Got a question for you today as we're getting ready to pray. In fact, let's go ahead and stand to our feet, everyone that would this morning. Hallelujah. Who's this for today? Who's this not for today? I think it's for all of us. I think it's for all of us. I want you to receive it. I want to ask you a question. And I'm just being plain this morning. How can you ignore the signs? Consider what I just said. How can you ignore the signs? How can you see everything that we've seen? Live in the day we live. Have a general knowledge of the Word of God and ignore the signs and not surrender and live for God the way you know you should. How many are receiving this today? Amen. Amen. This is for all of us. I'm not going to ignore the signs. Friends, I want you to know this is for me as much as it is for you, and I'm receiving this morning. Let's bow our heads. We're going to pray, but we're going to come to the altar shortly. But let's pray together. First, Father, we thank You this morning. Lord, for Your holy word.
Thank You, Jesus.
Lord, I praise You. Lord, for the timepiece of heaven. Let us understand it. Let us understand it, Lord. Let us receive this morning. I'm praising You, Jesus, for Your love. I'm thanking You for Your mercy. I'm thanking You for Your goodness. I'm thanking You for Your long suffering and Your forbearance. Lord, you said not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm thanking You this morning, Lord, for Your hand extended. Have Your way, Jesus. Let us see the time. Let us understand the age we're in. Lord, and obey You in the fullest. In Your holy name we pray. Everyone, let's find a place and pray this morning. Let's gather around the altar. Call upon Jesus today.